Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So let's talk about gas stove nationalism, which is now a thing, apparently, because America being America in it. We'll start off just by talking about reflections on a conversation with Peter Hitchens that Carl did. It's an article on notices.com in which we can learn about Peter Hitchens whining about, I don't know, presumably his gas stoves also destroyed Britain. Central heating did destroy Britain, according to Peter, but go and check that out. Otherwise, we'll start with a meme, just summarizing the situation, which is, I just want a grill is no longer an option. No. Grilling no allowed. No, for the climate or whatever.
If they come for the grills, all the centrists are going to be triggered.
Literally. What a group to go after. And CNN, well, they said that this was happening, and then Snopes turned up and said, no, it's not. Trust us. It's false. Fake news. You're clicking the images there. Just the left one is like, the federal government's considering banning gas stoves. And then Snope turns up to be like, no, it's not happening. Stop worrying. Stop being concerned, citizen.
All they're saying is they're considering it. I mean, for that to be true, all that needs to happen is one person needs to have thought of it.
Well,
in the federal government.
Yeah. Depressing how simple the world works sometimes in regards to this guy thinks they're bad. So now everyone, or like 300 million of us, can no longer use that anymore, if you're American. Yeah, the next one here, we have CNN immediately pushing that this is great. This is fantastic. Just all of a sudden, like one guy in the federal government proposes that maybe we should think about banning gas stoves. And the machine just bows and is like, yeah, well, they are terrible.
Isn't it just an attack on sort of white working class, isn't it? Because they're known...
I don't think it's that deep.
No?
I think it's just...
It's just a
government
dig at,
being government.
Dig at your sort of rural Republican voters. They're living off the grid. They're relying on gas.
I don't think it's people thinking that deep. If you give this, it does look like this, if you just give it a click on screen, because just to get a sense of CNN, they're immediate, like, yes, must ban all things.
Showing us that having a gas stove in a small apartment, especially with bad ventilation, it's like having a car idling there. And if you have young kids, it can affect cognitive abilities as well as asthma. You know, the science is showing us that having...
It's essentially like trapping yourself in the garage and turning the car on. That's what having a gas stove is like. But you know, because everyone I know is about a gas stove is dead.
I use a gas stove all the time when I go out camping. So it's the only thing you're allowed to use to cook. So
how are you alive?
I don't know.
I don't
Maybe I have asthma and cognitive abilities. <just, laughs> cognitive abilities, no. Cognitive disability, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what... It's such a weasel word as well. Cognitive ability. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
It just means you're less intelligent, pretty much.
If we go to the next article here, we have CNN, as you saw there, saying that it's like having a car idling in your house.
That's not a fair comparison, is it? The emissions from a gas stove and a car... These two things are comparable,
yeah,
of course.
They're probably sucking on an exhaust. Which hundreds of years of using, I don't know, it might not be hundreds, it might be 100, 200 years of using gas to heat things. And they're like, no, actually, we're all dead, turns out, because we've all been using these gas stoves. Yeah, whole thing's a complete waste of time. CNN also, this is the climate change correspondent here who's making the case. Which, I don't know why he's talking about health if he's a climate change correspondent, but none of this makes any sense. None of the science has to make any sense. It's just my reasons. Let me pull some out of my ass. I don't know. Health? Climate? Something? Why are you doing this? Well, Joe Biden's government's doing it, so we at CNN have to push the line. Don't. Just don't. Just stay at home. Stop it. Get some help. Anyway, we'll go to the stupid-ass senators as well who just fall in line, don't think about it at all. AOC. People did start having a laugh at this about the cognitive ability thing, because it seems to be the case. Someone's like, I'm not giving up gas stove, go to hell. And she responds with, did you know that ongoing exposure to nitrous oxide from gas stove is linked to reduced cognitive performance? And then people noted that she uses a gas stove.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The quantity of nitrous oxide that is emitted from a gas stove isn't nearly enough to do any damage. And unless you're up against the gas stove huffing it deliberately, I don't think anything's going to happen.
Yeah.
That brain damage. Oh.
It's AOC every night.
It explains so much.
I mean, what is she doing there? Just sniffing it, I don't know.
That picture of her with the really wide eyes all of a sudden makes sense.
I love my nitrous oxide. Yeah, that's not happening. It's not currently. It's just pathetic. But the thing is, the interesting thing about this is a dumb rule comes from dumb bureaucracy. Joe Biden obviously doesn't have any direct impact on this himself. It's just bureaucracy thinks thing, right?
I mean, there's also the fact that nitrous oxide is done recreationally, right? So all you need to do is go to somewhere like Reading Festival where they're doing all the balloons and stuff. Just be like, you could design an experiment quite easily.
I thought you were about to actually suggest people should start stiffening the stoves.
No, don't. It's obviously stupid to
don't,
do
don't
it.
Do that. Like, are you done?
But it's also pretty safe as long as you're not right up against it and inhaling all of the fumes.
Yeah,
but I mean, no one does that.
If you go to the next one here, you see just every high Democrat is using gas. Because guess what? It's nice. I don't know about you.
You have good control over the heat.
Yeah, you can heat up your pants real quick. Like that's really the only advantage to gas that I'm aware of. Like people have all these other dumb reasons, but as we'll show later, it seems to be largely gas propaganda.
I have an induction hob, but still.
It's not fun.
It's not quite the same.
It doesn't set off my alarm bells in my head and go, ooga booga, fire hot. It's just not happening. But you can see there Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's wife, Pocahontas, and AOC over there all have gas stoves.
Amazing. I thought you were saying Kamala Harris was Joe Biden's wife then. I thought I'd missed something.
No, but it's just the real story here is like some bureaucrat comes up with like, oh, maybe we should ban them. And what's embarrassing is that all of them fall into line. Like AOC immediately is like, well, did you know about carbon? Wait, not carbon. Nitrogen oxide is a bad thing. I didn't know anything about this.
It makes cars go faster though.
It's just embarrassing. And then you have CNN who are like, we're going to fall in line immediately. Fall behind that. Why?
It's nice to see
one bureaucrat thinks a thing and you NPCs turn on.
It's nice to see Elizabeth Warren there baking a nice traditional Native American dish of a pie.
It's very English, actually.
I know. Funnily enough, I was being sarcastic.
I just, you know, people are like, oh, it's American as apple pie. You know where apple pie comes from? England. There's a recipe from 1215.
That's true.
I don't know why apple pie has become an American thing.
A pie is not a difficult concept to come up with. You have pastry, you put some stuff in it.
Well, you'd be surprised. Speaking of which, I didn't actually find any pies in Russia. I asked a guy, you ever had steak and ale pie or something like that? And he was just like, I don't understand. I'm like,
pie has not made it to Russia yet.
Well, they have burek, which is basically just like pastry and like meat in the middle. It's just like a crap pasty. Anyway, I don't know. But we're gonna, the symbol of resistance now is gas stoves, not pies. Add a pie to it, though. Be nice. Getting hungry. Anyway, so the Ministry of Truth here, saying he's sick of the old crap design, so he's made a more important design there, which I agree, actually looks like a good design, not very boomer. And then the reasons came out. Tucker Carlson, on his show, covered it, where they were like, yeah, but what about the climate? He's like, you all use private jets, go to hell. I know it's a meme, but it's a rightful meme, because you actually look at the emissions produced by a private jet. Think about that. Think about how much how much aviation fuel you have to put in a private jet, and then burn it all in front of you, and that's for every trip.
Surely something that's used pretty much exclusively for cooking food, you can kind of justify that as being a good use. Yeah.
I like my food cooked. Picky man.
I know. Well, don't you know that that's decadent?
Yeah, but any of these people, if they ever cared about climate, just get on a jumbo jet like the rest of us. No, you need your private jets. It's just obvious BS. But then why are these people falling in line? And then we also have the conversation about, oh, it's a health problem. And then people are like, of all the health problems of America. And then you get the next slide here. Yeah, it's the gas stove that's done it. That's the problem with all the heart attacks in the United States. Heart disease. Killed your parents. It was a gas stove.
You might think those fries were cooked in a fryer, but you're wrong. It was a gas stove.
It was gas stoves the whole
secretly
time. Yeah, none of this is about science. Jeremy, Kaufman came out and was just like, for Christ's sake, did you remember this? Remember light bulbs before LEDs?
Of course.
And remember how they used to be a bit hot?
Mm-hmm.
And that was fine because it's in a house. I kind of need the hot for the house. And then, no, that's illegal now. Can't do that. That's inefficient. I was like, I don't care. Why would I give a crap? Like, sure, LEDs on a, big screen in the center of London. Yeah, you don't need heat for that. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I remember in my house, like just next to my room, you had this one bulb I don't know what was in it, but like the thing just made heat, like ridiculous amounts of heat, as well as lighting up the house. Like you could stand under it and you would start to feel warm and then uncomfortably warm after a while. Great though, kept me warm.
I'm of the philosophy that I just put on a jumper and refuse to put the heating on because I don't want to give the energy company any money out of bitterness. Sure. I'd rather be cold.
I also don't like Ovo Energy. But the fundamental point being about the fact that we ban these at all for the fact that they're inefficient, because like, it's not inefficient if I want the heat. But who cares? Government say no. Random bureaucrat is just like, well, it's not very efficient, is it? You know what's otherwise funny? You know, traffic lights?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they used to be warm because they were bulbs that would make heat, they would melt the snow. And then,
so they don't get blocked up when it's icy and snowy?
And then they put the LEDs in and it's just crap.
Yeah, it freezes over. Oh no, how terrible.
Yeah, and I love LEDs. I got nothing against LEDs. I love all my LED friends. Anyway, we've got a Vox who, of course, have come in and be like, if you like your stove, you can keep it though.
Hooray, thanks, Vox.
Obama care for gas stoves of all things.
I actually got a gas stove for Christmas. I'm pretty chuffed with it. It's a nice portable one I can take camping nice and
terrorist.
Light. I'm basically becoming as bad as Osama bin Laden now.
Thinking more Hitler application there. Anyway, okay. So the commission's regulations would apply to new products, they say, but the announcement triggered a media backlash with Americans loving gas stoves, and some guy saying, for the last thing that would ever leave my home is the gas stove, which is a bit weird. I mean, like, I take my kids, but not my gas stove. Well, anyway, it's a long road to regulation at a federal level, but if you live in California or New York, you're probably going to see these electrified regulations come in first, they write in here. The whole thing is just crap again. I don't, of all the things to worry about, but again, it's literally just one bureaucrat said a thing. I'm looking at this, and the biggest story for me there is that all of the Dems and the media immediately jumped on board. They didn't question it for a minute. They didn't think, hang on, we all use gas stoves. I mean, that's the reason I think none of this is going to happen, is because it's a rich person thing. It's a status symbol. Why do all the rich Dems have one? Why did none of them have an electric?
It seems strange to refer to a gas stove as a status symbol because they're pretty synonymous with most households in Britain.
I don't know about you. I've always had electric. It's crap.
Yeah, I've got electric, but I thought that was a bit of a novelty. Yeah. It's like, oh, look, I can put my hand in the pan when it's hot and it heats stuff up, but it doesn't hurt me.
Okay. I mean, I only had a gas stove once when I was living in it was a really old building, like 1600s it was built or something, Canterbury. Murder in the winter. Worst decision I've ever made. Mm-hmm. Summer, fantastic. But I had a gas stove and I loved it. Best time of my life. Anyway, but there's a reason all the Dems have got their gas stoves and everyone else can go screw themselves. But I thought I'd end this off with just something funny, which is, big gas is a thing and big gas have been spreading lies. So big gas, you're not off the hook as well. This is the gas industry has been paying Instagram influencers to post about their gas stoves that they're cooking the food in. If you scroll down on this, just like one of the random Instagram posts.
This is quite silly.
Yeah. Well, it's real though. That's the funny thing. It's funny because you got this lady here. Hashtag cooking with gas. What? It's a sponsored post. She's just writing about how she's cooking things with natural gas. She's like, it provides better cooking results, does it? It doesn't.
But all the people who are going to be influenced by this are going to go to their parents, who they no doubt still live with, and say, can we get a gas stove? And they're going to be like, no.
No. Well, the more the point is about making it a status symbol, it's like, you know, you cook with gas, better food. Maybe? Oh, question mark.
Have we really got to that point? It's going to be like, oh, you fancy pants. You can afford candles to light up your home. Now we don't have electricity. Who do you think you are?
Well, yeah, because that's the way like these things work, is it's fashion and BS, isn't it? Like you see women who are just like, oh, candles in the house, and so got bulb love.
Anyway. I mean, it is nice for ambience, I'll give them that, but it's going to get to that point where it's going to be seen, the outdated technology of the past is going to be seen as some sort of luxury of the modern era, isn't it? Which is this.
Yeah, literally. In the case here, they found over 100 Instagrammers who had been given deals to promote gas stoves. There you are.
They're doing the Lord's work as far as I'm concerned. Finally, some use for influencers.
I think all of them are girls cooking meals. I don't know what
bit
else.
Sexist, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what else you'd sponsor. What is it? Male influencers who are, I don't know. Who's that guy who's like, all my height went to my, I can't remember his name now.
You're going to have to be a bit more specific than that.
All the height, basically his girl is in high heels and she's like, how do you feel that I'm taller than you? And he goes, all of my height went to my
Oh, right. I don't know.
Can't remember his name. I'm sure they'll have some use for gas stoves. Big Gas, sponsor him. He's more fun. Anyway, that's Big Gas nationalism, which, yeah, I don't think is going anywhere because I think there's too many rich people who like their gas stoves in both sides of that debate. But it's the more funny thing for me is that one bureaucrat had a thought and the NPCs, like the NPCs they were in all of the media and in the senators there, or house people, just like, yeah, that's
like the technical term, the house people.
I'm not calling them human. Yeah, see, it's just like your actual robot love. If you're just like, yeah, gas stove bad. Oh, wait, I have gas stove. It's embarrassing, to say the least. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go over to lotuseaters.com to check out the merch store, which is now up. If you'd like to go and buy stuff, do go and check it out. Otherwise, if you'd like to follow what else I'm putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.